other matters will be dealt with on down the way, but they can't be dealt with effectively until that takes place. It affects everything down the way. It affects worship, it affects outreach, it affects so much down the way. And not only a person can have an understanding of the way and seek to walk the way in language other than what we use, but part of what we have stressed with is speak about the way in a certain way so that we can all be on par of the same team. We first got to be at the pool, we first got to be together, and then learn to speak about swimming, learn about speak about the way in the same way. Utos, gar, igapesan, hophios, ton cosmos, hoste, ton hion, ton monogony, ethokon, hina, pa, ho pistevon is ifatin, mi apolite, al eki zoi eonio. How many believe what I just said? How many would be committed to what I just said? How many would say, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're speaking the same language. That's what it's all about, and I believe that. Let's do that. Let's be all about that. How many of you could say that? Well, you don't know what I just said, perhaps. So you don't know. Not speaking the same language. Part of the call to walk the way together is to speak about it in the same language, to adopt the same language, because what I just quoted is, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that everyone believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's how it was written down by the Apostle John. Speak about it that way, we can know. Okay. That's what I'm committed to. So much is dependent upon going through it in progression in which it's been laid out. We can talk about many matters. We can talk about worship. We can talk about outreach, about reaching our community. You know, part of it is who knows? Part of it is people in this area, they know where the church is at. My belief is that what people need and what people look for is the experience of God, the experience of Christ, the healing, the power, the forgiveness, the salvation, the way of Christ, and to come and to experience the Spirit as it flows from that, and to experience that. And then outreach flows from that. Something like, I don't remember, there were some signs up around Jeff City of a hamburger place. I like a hamburger, I like a cheeseburger. It's not like the one drive-through went through and ordered a cheeseburger and said, you want cheese on that? I said, well, I think I will have cheese on that cheeseburger. Thank you. But there were some signs. Which testifies to it. It was like Ziggity Dog or something. There's a new place coming up. It's over there on Eastland, I think, somewhere. And we kept saying, where is that? Where is that? And they had a number of signs up and some advertising for it. And finally, we was over there, and so I'm just going to find that place. And so finally found it and went up to it. And of course, it was in like the middle of the afternoon, so if you go there and you like it, it's just maybe because of the time of the day, but there was nobody there in the parking lot. I said, what am I going to do now? I want a cheeseburger with cheese on it. So we heard about Culver's. Just heard about that. Saw no advertisements for it. So let's go to Culver's and try it. So
took around Eastland and then Ellis and the road went over there and went down to Culver's over there, and the parking lot was full. A lot of cars. Went in there and ordered a cheeseburger with cheese on it, and it was pretty good. I understand they cook them with butters. I understand there's no fat in them. And a little bit of fat in them. But anyway, it cooked with butter, and it was a good burger. It's a pretty good cheeseburger. And there were a lot of people there. If you have a restaurant that does really good food, people will find it. People will go there. When you invite them, they'll go, and when they go, they'll come back. If you don't have a good cheeseburger, you can invite people, plead with them, beg them, put up signs, do whatever you want, and you may get them in the door one time, but they'll be sure to go to someplace else the next time. We need the way. We need to walk in the way so that we can experience what Christ can do in our midst. And that's what draws people to Christ. That's what brings them to Him. Things will be different one way or the other. The difference that will be is whether we as a church say, yes, that's right, we need to walk the way together and buy into that. And I will do my part. I want to make sure I'm grounded in that. I want to be grounded in the language we're using. I want to understand the playback we're using. I'm going to be committed to that. The calling is you to be go through it. You're grounded either individually with somebody who already has or as part of a group that would go through it from this point and would say, I'm willing to do that because that's what I believe that we want to do. And then there will be the matters that come up from that will be dealt with in that manner. Or can continue to say, no, let's reject that. And then that will bring about changes as well that will reflect that decision of the church. It is always the call. It is always the responsibility of the church. For a while, I wondered about the democracy process of a Baptist church. Never really saw in the Bible where God says, okay, this is what I want to do, now let's vote on it. But what the Lord finally allowed me to see is, one of the reasons why a Baptist church does that is because that's what the church does no matter what form it has. The church decides what it's going to do. The people, you decide what the church is going to be. You decide. It is your decision. Baptists just recognize that and put it in the form of a vote. It's your decision. It's your call. It's your accountability between you and the Lord. That's the call. That's the call. Will you follow that? Will you answer that? Some ways I feel like what the Lord had me say this morning is He said it to me in a way that's clearer than what I'm saying it, but at the same time when I'm up here sharing about it, I'm feeling the Lord saying, it's like being a horse that's tethered and the Lord just like pulling the reins back, saying, okay, just, I'm not sure exactly why and what's going on with that, but it's like saying, okay, just pull the rein back, say basically what I want you to say and just leave it there. So I'm going to have to leave this part of it there, I guess. But just the freedom to say, the call's still there. The call today. If you've not been part of it, if you feel like the Lord says, yes, that's what Eden Baptist Church needs to do, and you want to be discipled in the way, making sure you're grounded in the way, making sure you demonstrate that you're committed to be part of the team, the call is today to let it be known, to be shared with me. Let me know so that arrangements can be made for you to be grounded in the process.
All right.
I pray that each of you will make that decision. I pray for that. I pray that you'll make that decision today. I feel like the Lord would want you to make that decision today, to answer that call. Right. The other thing that I feel like the Lord would have me share with you, and probably won't spend much time on this either, but if you're endeavoring to live for the Lord, if you're endeavoring to walk with Him, if you're endeavoring to live that life of faith, here's one thing that you can expect. Here's one thing the Lord would say, expect it. Be ready for it as much as you can. And there's only so much you can be ready for that. I was talking with Steve Nelson this week, and you know, he said, you know, I knew my mom was in bad health, and then I knew my dad was in bad health. But now they both died, and he's spending this Thanksgiving without either one of them. He said, I knew all of that, I knew it was coming, but now you just never can prepare for that. You can never prepare for what the reality feels like. So what we're going to say here is we need to be prepared for it, and I know a number of you have already experienced this and can testify to the reality of it in your life. But the reality is more painful, it's harder than just hearing about it. Yet be warned of it. And that is, and first I had written down that if you're walking with the Lord and you're seeking to live for Him, to expect criticism. But that word, as meditated on it and trying to line it up to what word the Lord was laying on my heart, that word's too weak. What we're talking about is the trauma when bad things are spoken to us and about us.